Seated. At this time, we invite any children to come forward for a children's message. Good morning, everyone. I'm glad you're all here with us today. Now, anybody live in the ranch estates? A couple people live in the ranch estates. All right. Right across the corner from Alexis's house and where I used to live, there is this huge roadblock. It's on Golden West Way, and if you're driving your car, all of a sudden you get to like 10 cinder blocks and it won't let you pass. Does anybody know why? Have you ever been there before? Have you seen it? No? Yeah, it's right by the cliff, and it's actually, the road is actually falling out a little bit, so they want to make sure that that you're safe, so they put up these roadblocks so no more cars can drive on the road anymore. You can still drive bikes through there, right? But they have this roadblock to make sure that nobody falls off and the road doesn't go in. That's pretty nice of them, isn't it? It'd be kind of unloving and mean if they just let you keep on, right? If they didn't put that roadblock there, and you're just driving along, singing in the car, singing CBS songs, right? And all of a sudden, boom, you're off the cliff in the Chesapeake Bay. We'd all say that wasn't very nice, right? So we're thankful that they put that big barricade there to stop us from that, right? Well, guess what? In life, sometimes we need somebody to tell us to stop and turn around because danger is up ahead, right? Now, it'd be unloving for me if I saw you guys walking down the street, about to walk into a car, and I didn't just stop you and say, no, don't go that way, right? You say, Pastor, why didn't you tell me? Well, guess what? Sometimes in life, we're going towards a dangerous situation. Sometimes we might be making some bad choices, saying some bad words, doing the things that we ought not to do, and it's my job, it's your parents' job, and it's your job to tell you, out of love, hey, stop, watch out, that's a dangerous thing. And when someone does that, you know what happens when we sin? We feel that sadness, right? We feel sad that we did that. We feel sad that we let our parents down. We feel sad maybe that we let our friend down. We feel sad, most importantly, that we let God down. That's a good feeling to have, right? And then we want to stop doing what we're doing, right? Turn around from that, and most importantly, trust that who forgives you? Jesus, right? Trust that in Christ, all your sins, the sins of danger, have been paid for by his blood. Trust that in Christ, he doesn't hold any of those sins against you. Trust that in Christ, he has given you a home in heaven, not because you're so great, but because he has paid for all of your sins and made you his precious child. So this week at school, I want you to try that, right? And when you see someone that's doing something that they ought not be doing and is dangerous for them, right? Tell them, hey, watch out, out of love for them. If they're not listening to the teacher, out of love for them, say, hey, maybe let's listen to the teacher now, right? And show that Christian love to them that way, right? Let's pray about that. Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for making these children your children through water and the word and baptism. Please give us the strength to live lives according to your word. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Hiccup.